All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, always privileged to bring you live music in studio. We've got a local singer-songwriter known as The Songery who's live now. She's going to play for us, and then we'll chat a little more about her project, her upcoming EP, and future album goals, and much, much more. So, Allie from The Songery, whenever you're ready, take it away.
You can't control where you come from, but you can't control where you're going. My life's been spent in the shadows. My heart's never built off of burning of the night, allowing me to do.
The Songery live in the studio on KX93.5. Allie's here with just her and a ukulele performing live for us. How are you?
Good. I just realized that I've been wearing these headphones for no reason.
Oh, they weren't even turned up?
Nope.
How about now?
It is.
Better. Hey, well, you did it without them. So that's a true artistry. First of all, I know people can't see us, but I do want to compliment your shirt.
Thank you. It's, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. A lion wearing spectacles.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
With his tongue out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that part of it. Excellent. I'm glad you dressed the part for today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about you. The Songery is the name of your solo indie pop project, you call it. And how long have you been doing it?
5 years.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I still have a lot to learn, but I've learned quite a lot as well. So.
Well said. What are your goals? What do you hope to do?
I would like to be a touring recording artist.
Yeah. And how's that going so far?
Not touring. I'm recording in my room by myself.
Well, you mentioned to me how competitive it is in LA, you know, to book a show, to do much of anything in the music world. So you've kind of found your own niche. So tell us about what you do.
Yes. I'd like to touch on that. It's so frustrating because a lot of times people come up to me and say, hey, Allie, you'd be great to do this thing or at this venue. And I'll be like, actually, I already talked to them and they just never responded to me.
Yeah.
But the good thing is I did find a home on Twitch. And Twitch, for people who don't know what that is, it is a free streaming platform. You just go to twitch.com. You can watch people without even creating an account. If you want to create an account, it is free. You just need to create a username and give them an email address. And it's popular for gaming, like video games,
right.
But it does have a growing artist community. You can watch people paint, you can watch people draw, and you can watch people sing. And so I go on there a couple times a week and sing for people.
Do you find that since perhaps it's not as popular for music yet that you kind of stand out a little bit on there?
Definitely not.
Okay.
people did kind of beat me to the punch. There are people who like have thousands of followers on there. And right now I'm just at a couple of 100, but I did just only start about a month and a half ago.
So. Okay. Well, I mean, that's the purpose of our radio station. I'm glad you reached out. I know you did a while ago, and we want to showcase people who are otherwise lost in the shuffle because we know that it can be really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about that song you first played. It was called The Dark. What's that about?
The Dark is about coming out of depression, how it feels. You kind of feel duped when you come out of a depression because it's so weighing and it really inhibits you. Like, I can't explain unless you've been through it. And then you feel like you'll never get out of it. And when you finally do, you just can't believe how easy everything seems. And that's as simple as waking up in the morning and feeling like you have energy and that you're not scared and terrified to get out of bed.
Yeah. And I know the title of your upcoming EP, it's called The Dark and Despair. So I imagine you explore a lot of those themes in that with upbeat music.
Yes.
Is that paradox important to you?
Definitely. A lot of my music and what motivated me to even start the Songery is about just letting people realize their full potential and not letting their insecurities and their flaws and their histories prevent them from living their life. I struggle a lot with anxiety and depression. Even right now, that's why my voice is super shaky because I'm anxious because I don't get to do this often.
Mm. You're doing great.
Thank you. But my biggest thing is it doesn't have to define you, and it does come and go in waves and, you know, it's not something that should define you.
Yeah. Well, your anxiety is not stopping you from speaking very eloquently on this subject. So nice
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Tell us about the name, The Songery. It's just you.
Yes.
Right? But it sounds a little bigger than it is. So
because it's supposed to be. Like in my brain, that's what it is. It's a very highly conceptual, highly visualized world. If I ever do get to make the music I want to make the way I want to make it, it carries strong visual elements. It's very whimsical. It's larger than life. That's why I call it progressive pop. You get a little bit of taste of that on The Dark, the record version, which actually has no ukulele on it.
So you don't play uke on the record. This is just your...
My live version.
Your live version.
Uh-huh.
Right on. I know you've played a lot of shows, a lot of notable venues in LA, so you've managed to get some of them.
I did.
Would you like to rattle some of those off?
Whiskey A Go Go, The Mint, Room 5, House of Blues, Genghis Cohen. I did a BMI showcase there.
Cool. That's rad.
Yeah, Kids Room.
Good job. 5 years. I mean, there's got to be a few notables in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't quite cracked bootleg, though.
Okay.
So if they're listening, hopefully.
They usually do on the daily. All right, well, Allie, a.k.a. The Songery, is live in studio with us on KX93.5. Why don't you grab the ukulele and we'll get ready for the next song.
Okay.
And this one is called Somebody Someday, right? Okay, cool. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before you play it, or let the music speak for itself? The other one. Okay, the music's going to speak for itself. Allie was taking a gulp of water at the moment. So The Songery, live in studio. Again, the upcoming EP is going to be out spring, summer-ish. It's called The Dark and Despair, and you can find her streaming on Twitch as well. So whenever you're ready, The Songery, take it away.
So you say this is it, this is me. This is how it's supposed to be. We all wind up here, that's just how it goes. You wonder now, but in time you'll know. You may want what you see, but reality is not everyone can be who they wanna be. That's just how life goes. Brace myself for. Oh, oh, oh. Well, who the hell told you to live that way? I'm gonna be brave, gonna be fair. I'm gonna fight, I'll never quit. Gonna be strong, sometimes I'll fall. But I'm real tough, I'll handle it. And if they say that I can't change, things are set in their ways and will always be the same. Stand tall. And they will see. I'm gonna be somebody, be someone someday. Everyone thinks they got it figured out. There we go, arrogance to cover doubt. You say I got my head up in the clouds when yours is the one fucked up. I'm keen, I'm brave, emotional, but I'm not insane. I've got white eyes and I refuse to believe that I may want. That's just how life goes, so I gotta brace myself for. But how if I'm gonna live like that? I'm gonna be brave, gonna be vain. I'm gonna fight, I'll never quit. Gonna be strong, sometimes I'll fall. But I'm real tough, I'll handle it. And if they say that I can't change, things are set in their ways and will always be the same. Stand tall, and they will see. I'm gonna be somebody, be someone, some, be somebody. I'm gonna fight,
always be the same. Stand tall, and I will see. Gonna be somebody. You're gonna be someone someday.
Wow, the Songery live in studio on KX93.5. That's Allie performing with just a ukulele and a microphone. Great job. Thank you so much. How much emotion do you have to dig up to play a song like that?
Tons.
Yeah. And I imagine it comes out as you're performing it as well.
Yeah, sometimes I belt it too, but to be honest, a lot of times I just got to go into the head voice because my body just carries so much tension. It's like, just don't even go there.
Is music a release for you?
Yeah,
it's got to be, right? Probably both verbally and physically. I mean, some of the words that maybe I would guess you can't say or don't want to say, like in conversation, but in song, perhaps.
Definitely.
Easier. Yeah. What do you hope people maybe listening to this that have gone through similar stuff or have similar struggles with depression hear it? And how do you hope your music affects them?
I want them to know that the answer to their problems lays within themselves and that they can combat them and even conquer them and that they'll be okay. And it's not so bad.
Yeah. Well said. Where do you want people to go to find out about you, find your music, follow you, that sort of thing?
Come watch me on Twitch. Come say hi. I talk to everyone who comes on Twitch. Like I said, it's free. I'm pretty active on Instagram as well. And I also have Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube. All of it is at The Songery. You could even just Google The Songery and the first thing that pops
good
up.
Good for you. That's good good SEO results. Nice job. Well, thank you very much for this performance
thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, really lovely, really intimate. I told you before it was good rainy day music. I'm going to stick by that. I think it is, which is a compliment, by the way.
Thank you.
So Allie of The Songery, thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
All right.